Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest channel and podcast. And if you are on the podcast platforms, please do go ahead and subscribe. And if you are on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button. It's free, unlike DirecTV. And go ahead and hit that like button while you're at it. It's like walking into the room and hitting that light switch. We just want to go ahead and brighten up the place. And let's get into this podversation. All right. So guys, if you have been watching The Real Housewives of Potomac, Charisse has been almost on every episode this season. We know that she was one of the originals. She was on the first two seasons and then she was no more. And she's made a few pop-up appearances here and there. She was at Candace's, I guess, her anniversary party. She also showed up to Robin's engagement / Christmas party. And, you know, there are a few other places we've seen her. And honestly, guys, I did a previous commentary where I was talking about Karen. And I don't take back anything that I said in that commentary about Karen, because I do believe that Karen does have some problematic characteristics. I mean, a lot of them do. But the reason why I wanted to talk about that in that conversation was because I know that Karen has her, what she calls her La Doms. She's got her diehard fan base. And I do believe that a lot of people just give her this grandiose pass when there have been some things that she has done that were problematic. So I wanted to call those things out. Okay. And even in the previous episode before this most recent one, when, you know, it was at the end of the episode, so it kind of spilled over into this most recent episode when Karen was going off on Charisse and they were like pounding on the table and whatnot, which was, you know, a little bit confusing. Even some of the ladies, when they were looking at it, especially if you saw the look on Ashley Darby's face, her eyes like stretched wide. I believe she was just extremely shocked by Karen's behavior. It was a bit shocking to most people. And when Karen said, you know, don't use my mom's death, a lot of people were confused by that. Like, what is Karen talking about? Because Charisse was like, I didn't say anything about your mother. Well, you know, more has been revealed, and Karen is saying that Charisse came to her mom's funeral and it was what she called opportunistic. And so on the show, Charisse had a confessional and she said that Karen didn't say much to Charisse when her father passed away and when she was going through her divorce. So I just kind of went by what they both said, listened to it, and it's like, okay, well, you know, people can feel however they want to feel, especially when it comes to dealing with the passing of someone that they loved and were pretty close to, and maybe feeling like someone wasn't really there for them during that time. But if Karen and Charisse were not really friends, then I don't think that Charisse should have really expected Karen to be there for her. And if Charisse chose to show up for Karen during that time, that should have been because that's what she wanted to do, not because she felt like it was an obligation or she was doing it for a reason. But when they play clips of Charisse coming up to Karen at Candace's anniversary party, and she made mention of how she was the only one that showed up for her when her mom passed away, like, who says stuff like that? That's really messed up. And so Karen took the opportunity to show those who cared on social media that Charisse is a liar. So Karen, you know, she took to Instagram and she said, "You be the judge." Actual condolence note sent from the Huger family for her loss, Karen wrote in the caption of her Instagram post. And then she showcased the screenshots of the text messages. Okay. So in the message, Karen wrote to Charisse, it was pretty lengthy, and you know, the timestamps don't lie. And I don't think Karen is tech savvy to create some fake text messages, okay? So she says, "Therese, my family and I want to extend our condolences on the passing of your father. Know that God is in charge and he is at rest. If there's anything I can do, please let me know. When time permits, I would like the address where flowers are being received. If there is a charity you would like us to donate in memory of, please advise. Again, both you and your family are in our thoughts and prayers. Love, Karen." And then Charisse responded, "Thank you, Karen. Your kindness and thoughtful words mean a lot during this difficult time." So now, Charisse, you're looking like a liar. Look, all of this bull crap about who's the real Grand Dame of Potomac and all that other bull crap, who really cares about that stuff? Because here's the deal. I believe that Charisse is mad that Karen is in the space that she's in because she does believe that that's the place that she should be in the space that she somewhat created. And so she harbors resentment for that. And look, you have the right to be mad if you want, but you really can't be because if that was what the show and the producers, like the legit producers of the show, wanted, that was the choice that they made. And they didn't choose you. And yeah, it may hurt, it may sting, and all of that stuff. It definitely does. And especially if she was also going through a divorce and then she lost her father. I get it. A lot of things sometimes can compound on you in life, but then you take your. You take that out on the wrong people, and Karen isn't the one at fault here. She's trying to portray this image of Karen now as being a sloppy drunk who had to go to rehab and all this other stuff, and that's low because if someone has a drinking problem, that's not cool to put that out there like that, as if, well, you guys may think that she's this etiquette queen, but she's actually a sloppy drunk. That's pretty much what she's trying to say, and that's not cool, okay? And also, she's jealous of the fact that Karen has grown in popularity. She's got these business deals that she's got going on, and the connections that she has made based on this opportunity that she has got from being on The Real Housewives of Potomac. She can be jealous of that. It's not a good look. It's actually horrible to harbor jealousy towards anyone, but hey, if she wants to wallow in that, then that's her right to do so. But she really can't be mad at Karen for getting to the place that she's in because, just like Cherie says, you were at the table and they chose you, even though you were not one of my friends. And Karen was like, "Yeah, they chose me." So what do you want me to do about it? And Karen honestly is right in what she said regarding that. So this is really ridiculous. It's honestly a bit embarrassing, and it takes a certain type to be on these reality shows. I know I wouldn't be able to do it. Everyone isn't cut out for it. You have to have the right type of personality. Charisse just she just didn't have it. Even when she was on the show, she had the little bits and pieces, like the first season when she was going to have a crab boil or something at her house, and she kicked Giselle and her hairstylist friend out of her house for coming upstairs without permission or something stupid like that, and they had their tension regarding that throughout that season. It was just stupid, and I think in the second season she told Ashley that she was going to F her up. For whatever reason, I don't even remember. She just wasn't, I guess, a good fit for the show based on what the producers wanted. And you just have to live with that and be grateful. Be grateful because obviously you want to be on the show. And the fact that they're allowing you to be a friend of the show and you're getting a few confessionals here and there, you're going on the trips with the girls, all of that good stuff. Sometimes people need to learn to just focus on what they do have versus what they don't have. And unfortunately, Charisse can't see the forest for the trees. She can't see that she's in a space right now where she is on the show where you could have not been there. They could have not had you on there at all. So I just wanted to talk about that. It was, I guess, Karen's like, you know what, this is my time to vindicate myself with this girl lying on me, because the one thing you're not going to do is say that I only sent you a text and says, you know, sorry for your loss, because that's what Cherie said that Karen said, and that was a full-on lie. So it's not making you look good at all, Charisse. And I wouldn't say I was rooting for her. I was just saying in my previous conversation where I discussed the two that I kind of understood why some things that Karen has said and done can be seen as problematic. But that doesn't mean that she's a full-on problem. It's honestly looking like Charisse is. So, guys, you let me know your thoughts about this in the comment section. Thank you so much for liking and subscribing. So, until the next time, this is Beth, and I'm just being beautifully honest.